He's up at 5 in the morning, well before the sun. The only other person awake is the night watchman, who's just finishing his rounds. The first thing Abba does is put a pan of water to boil. Once the water is warm, he sits at the table and pours some of it into a glass. He sips at it, refilling his glass from time to time. I wonder why he doesn't use the microwave. Maybe it's the noise. It would disturb the stillness. He goes back into the kitchen. He takes some of yesterday's milk from the refrigerator and he heats it on the stove. I wonder why he doesn't believe in pasteurization. Maybe it's old habits, a relic from before packaged milk. He sits down at the dining table with a cutting board and a chiku. He slowly cuts it, placing the black seeds in a metal bowl to his right. Somebody will eat it today, but for now the fruit lies there in a circle of neat slices to his left. The milkman will be here soon. So will the newspaper. It's getting light out, and he sets the cut fruit aside to go make tea. The boiled milk, doubly pure, is now called upon. The tea comes to a simmer, and he strains it into the mug that Ma gave him from her first job. He returns to the table. It's bright enough now that he can turn off the lights. He sits there, sipping his tea, hands folded, awaiting the morning.